Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of October 23rd. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers in Content. Extra Life is back. I know it's the month of October. You're probably hearing this for the umpteenth time, but you know what? It's a great cause where we raise funds for Children's Miracle Network hospitals around the world. Our team is based all over North America, playing for many hospitals that you can check out by going to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2018. We're actually going to be focusing on multiple streaming days starting this weekend. I will start streaming at 10 a.m. Eastern on October 27th. We've got a day full of fun activities planned, including time slots where you, the listeners, can join us for some video games just by donating. It's just that simple. We're also going to be having a second evening on November 10th, which Jocelyn will be spearheading that date. And I think there's some other days planned as well during BlizzCon, during the week of November 7th, I believe. So check out our page, bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2018, for more details. Speaking of playing video games with us, this is a game night week, and we are going to stick to tradition and actually do a game night this Thursday, right after Gamers In. The post on Patreon is live right now for voting, or you can go into our Discord channel and vote there as well. You must be a patron in order to access those two avenues of voting, so get on it. But anyone can watch. We'll be streaming shortly after we finish recording our episode at 8:30 on Thursday. twitch.tv/thegamersin. Speaking of Gamers In, what we're going to be talking about, I have been playing two packs of DLC that I'm going to talk about, starting with XCOM 2, the Tactical Legacy Pack. I actually streamed this on Monday. You can check that out over at twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA. It's a fun free pack of DLC that they added to War of the Chosen. If you own War of the Chosen, you can pick this up for free until December 6th, I believe. It's totally worth it. It offers a new section called the Legacy Hub. And there are four categories of seven missions each that present a story set between XCOM 1 and XCOM 2, kind of detailing after the aliens have taken over, but how XCOM is rebuilt from the ashes. So check that out for sure, and we'll be talking about that on Thursday. I'm also planning on taking a quick look at Spider-Man The Heist. They released their first of three DLC packs for the new Spider-Man game on PS4. I'm going to be checking that out. I just scratched the surface this afternoon as it became available. One quick tidbit is that the game, I was hoping for DLC to kind of take place, just added a layer onto the game. But it's actually takes place post-game, so it's after you finish the main game, and you actually boot it up inside the game by going to a new tab, which is labeled DLC. And it kind of loads you into the same world, still New York, but it loads you into a new slice of New York. So you're getting the same New York, but a different timeline, It's both good and bad. I was kind of hoping to use the DLC as an excuse to get back in and clean up some crimes for the Platinum, but it turns out what it does is it kind of fades out the main game and has you solely focused on the DLC with the new stuff that is added through the DLC, like, overworlds-type stuff and missions and whatnot. So it's both good and bad in that it kind of presents you with the new content, but it's not layered on top of the old content. So, yeah. I really appreciate, though, that it takes place after the main game. Jocelyn, I spoke with her, and she actually played Mario Party over the weekend, so she's going to be talking about that. I'm assuming it's the new Switch version. I've had, like, little to no time to kind of, jump into that. I have it as well. I just haven't... Well, I'll be honest. I only have really myself to play with here. I was going to dabble with the online stuff, but I don't have an active subscription to the Nintendo Online. I was hoping to try that, but I'm hoping I can get some more time in it, but I'm also kind of hoping that Jocelyn got a chance to play with a bunch of other folks, so she's gonna have a good impressions of Mario Party. We'll see on Thursday, so look forward to that. I've been hearing great things, by the way, about that Super Mario Party. So Summoner's Call, we're going to have our first live show for Extra Life, which is on October 27th. We're planning to record at 2 p.m. Eastern, so if you're a fan of Fire Emblem Heroes, you can check that out. We actually invited folks who wanted to donate that they could join us on the show live if they're a fan of Fire Emblem Heroes. I mean, if you're not a fan of Fire Emblem Heroes, you're probably not going to have much to say on a show focused on that game. But to give you a couple tidbits, we're going to be talking about a Summoner's Focus, which will no doubt be for Riss, because we put it to a vote. And when people have the option to vote for Riss, well, people vote for Riss. New heroes as the Farfetch'd arrive. So we got a new banner that just launched today. We're going to talk about that probably on the live show. And hopefully news of Book 3? Maybe? Probably not. Gonna have to wait a little bit longer for that, I'm thinking. So, upcoming events, Extra Life, of course. Again, our first weekend is this weekend, October 27th, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA. We would love you to donate. If you can, go to bit.ly/TGIExtraLife2018 and pick a team member and donate. We really appreciate it. But if you're unable to donate, sharing our Twitch links, our Twitter tweets, our Facebook posts, any of that stuff, just sharing our content when it comes to Extra Life is super helpful, and watching and engaging with the content when we're live on Twitch, you know, jump into chat, let us know you're there. That is always helpful as we play video games in support of Extra Life. So we really do appreciate anybody and everybody who comes out and has a good time with us. One of the main draws of Extra Life is it's just such a great time. So all the fun starts this weekend. Look forward to more events in the coming weeks as well. As for new video games, Thronebreaker, The Witcher Tales, is out on Windows PC right now. You can get it over at GOG.com, although they're in a little bit of a hot water thanks to a tweet. I'm sure you've seen the news. If you haven't, you can feel free to look that up. I actually got a code for this, for Thronebreaker. I'm going to be checking it out at some point, and I'll let you guys know. I'm a big fan of The Witcher, so the fact that they've created an RPG using the Gwent engine, I'm kind of hoping it's great, so I'm going to check that out. Red Dead Redemption 2, I shouldn't need to tell you guys this, but you know what? It's coming out this Friday, PS4, Xbox One. I'm hoping to get some time in with this, but man, is it going to be tough? That game just looks immense. So I'll be lucky if I could scratch the surface on that thing before we get a chance to talk about it on the Gamers Inn. Speaking of which, New Gamers Inn will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/TheGamersInn. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.